This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. State Department says it is reviewing Zimbabwe's election results and called on political leaders to show magnanimity in victory and graciousness in defeat. Zimbabwe's president, meanwhile, praised what he called a free, fair, and credible election. Speaking in Harare, Emmerson Mnangagwa called on all Zimbabweans to support him.
The time for politics is now behind us. Now begins the time for work and progress. A season of greater peace and harmony in our nation, Zimbabwe. I thank you.
Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, meanwhile, said Monday's peaceful election had been manipulated and that the results would be challenged in court.
This election, as a presidential result, is fraudulent, illegal, illegitimate, and characterized by serious credibility gaps and some serious legitimacy issues that we feel must be raised.
Mnangagwa called the deadly violence against opposition supporters in the capital Wednesday unfortunate. He said Chamisa had a crucial role to play in Zimbabwe's future. The United States on Friday slapped sanctions on a Russian bank for helping North Korea evade UN Security Council measures designed to curb Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control said it targeted an individual and two entities as well for facilitating North Korean illicit financial activity. The development comes as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to urge leaders of Southeast Asian nation countries in Singapore to maintain sanctions against Pyongyang, which is negotiating with the U.S. to dismantle its weapons programs. This is VOA News.